Oh my gosh, anguish. It's so hard because you figure if you're doing something and you're bringing it in and you're caring for it and you're protecting it, it should make it. It should always work. And it doesn't. It doesn't always work. Sometimes they die for absolutely no reason that we are aware of because it's not our business. Sometimes they have diseases, sometimes they have parasites, and it's very frustrating to watch that happen when all you want to do is protect them. You get a little bit attached. And just the magic. I mean, I know it's science, and I know there's all kinds of parts and pieces that can prove certain things, but when something can strip its skin and have a shell underneath, like a pupa, that hardens, that allows them to basically become a smoothie inside, and then realign all those parts into the form of a totally different insect, a different mouth, different legs, everything that makes a monarch butterfly is already in monarch caterpillar. There's no wasted piece. So where do the eyes, the compound eyes, come from? Are they still the eye cells? Where do all those little pro legs go? The little stumpy, sticky legs that drag behind to keep their belly off the ground. What do those turn into? It just floors me, and I never quit waiting for them to emerge. If I think one's going to emerge, I can't do anything else. And yet I've seen it hundreds of times.